We continue our learning with the Nishmas David ben Menachem and Nechem Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo. We are in Gittin, Pereches, Mishnah Vav. Now, in the previous Mishra, we spoke about a case where you have a get that was written, and the get was actually invalid. And this woman, based on that get, married someone else. And we realized that she was not permitted to marry that other person. So we said that's a whole list of fines that she gets. There's no ksuva, there's no peros, there's no mezonos, no blows. So we had, and if they have, she had a child with either husband. The child is a mamzer, whether it's a mamzer d'oraisa or mamzer d'rabbanan. There was some discussion about that. And neither husbands are able to have to take her mitzia. Her ma'aseh yadayim earnings are not belonged to them. They don't have the right to hafaras nedarim, to annul their vows. So you had a whole list of things that are built in where a woman remarried based on a get that was disqualified, and in certain cases only midirabbanan. Nonetheless, the rabbanan had that authority. Or in the next couple of mishnayos are going to discuss cases also where we say teitzei mizeh umizeh, the woman has to leave her original husband and the husband she just married because there was an error. And all of the laws that are listed, no peros, no ksuva, all of those fines, all of the knossos will apply. So what is that case? So the case of this Mishnah, we learn in Maseches Yevamos. The very beginning of Maseches Yevamos, we spoke about the following halacha. We made a lot of charts at that time, but here's the case. Hopefully we'll remember, we have fond memories of these kinds of cases. You have Reuven who's married to Leah. And they don't have children. Shimon is the brother of Reuven. And Reuven is not only married to Leah, he's married to Chana as well. Now, Chana happens to be Shimon's relative. Let's say Chana is Shimon's daughter. So Reuven married his niece, which is halachically acceptable. Reuven had married his niece, who was Shimon's daughter. And Reuven was also married to Leah. So what happened was, now Reuven passes away without children, and these two women fall to Shimon in Yibam. One is Leah, and one is who's not related to him at all, and one is his daughter, is Chana. So the halacha is that the Mishnah taught us that since this Chana is an erva to Shimon, and Shimon therefore can't perform Yibam, and therefore Chalitza doesn't apply, Yibam Chalitza does not apply. So those women are potros tsaroseyan. They exempt and allow even the tsara, the co-wife, to be released from Yibam and Chalitza as well. So not only does Shimon not perform Yibam or Chalitza upon Chana, his daughter, but he therefore doesn't perform Yibam or Chalitza on Leah, who potentially is permitted to him. That was the halacha of the Chamesha Seinashim. There are 15 women who are exempt their tsaros because they are ervo, the arayos. They will exempt, obviously, no, they're exempt, but they exempt even the tsara, the co-wife, as well from Yibam and Chalitza. So that's what the Mishnah is discussing. But the case here is that we find out that Chana, who was Shimon's daughter, who was an erva to him, and therefore exempted Leah from Yibam, for Shimon doesn't therefore done perform Yibam on Leah either, we find out that the erva, who's Chana, is an islandess, meaning she is not ruuya leleit, she's unable, she never physically matured, and is unable, therefore, to have children. And because of that, the exemption on Leah no longer exists. And that's what we're discussing here. Says the Mishnah, kol ha'arayos. All of those 15 arayos that are listed at the beginning of Yevamo She'amo, where we say about them, tsarosei and mutaros, the co-wives are also permitted now to marry anyone else and don't have to have Yibam performed. And the tzara in our case, of course, is Leah, who's the co-wife of Chana, who is Shimon's relative. Holchu hatzaros ha'elu v'nisu. So let's say in this case, so Leah married someone. She doesn't have, there's no din of Yibam because Chana, her co-wife, is an erva to Shimon. So she, Leah, goes and marries someone else. Reuven passes away and she does it in Yibam Chalitza and she marries someone else. And they marry. And what ends up happening? We find out that these arayos, we find out that Chana, who is the erva, who had had exempted Leah to begin with was an islandess. If that's true, the Kiddushin originally that she had to Reuven, that Chana had to Reuven, was Kiddush Tos, was really an error. The islandess was not potentially could not have children. And now we retroactively, if we annul now that Kiddushin, so that would mean that the Tzara, who is Leah, is not exempt from Yibam anymore, because the Reuven essentially is only married to Leah. That marriage to the islandess doesn't count, who was the daughter of Shimon, who was Reuven's niece. So now Leah ended up remarrying someone when she in fact is the one who should have had Yibam. So what happened? Says the Mishnah, Tate. Well, this is like having a... Now, this is not exactly an Eishes Ish having an affair. It means this is someone who had a mitzvah of Yibam and didn't perform the mitzvah of Yibam. So this we will look at as a lav, as a lotase. And one of the questions is, well, I can understand a lot of these knossos apply, but to call the child a mamzer, why would you call the child a mamzer? This is not a... We wouldn't say here that the husband passed away. So what's the issue here? Having a... living with this new man, so just she's not a married woman, she's an almana. The only thing is she's an almana who needed Yibam. So that's only a lav, that's only a lotas, that's not kares or misus based it. So the Gemara points out that the author of this Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that a mamzer can even be from a union that's chai ve'lavin, where there's just a lotas, a kohen marrying a gerusha. So that's only a lotas, but that could, according to Rabbi Akiva, even chai ve'lavin could produce a mamzer. The same thing here. Not having Yibam, that's a low tase. Living with someone when you should have had Yibam and someone should have exempted you from Yibam, that's a low tase. So therefore, the child will be a mamzer as well, but all of the halachos will apply. And that's what the Mishnah means here. Again, holchu hatzaros ha'ilu v'nissu, these tzaros, these co-wives, ended up marrying someone, what they, v'nimsu elu island is. So Leah married someone else without Yibam or Chalitza, and we find out that Chana, who is the erva who exempted her, is really an island is. Teitzi mizeh. So now Leah leaves. She leaves the Baal who she married. She can't. Who is Mizeh Mizeh? Well, she can't live with the husband, the man she just married, nor can she live with the Yavam. V'chol ha-devar ha-derachim, not with Shimon either. V'chol ha-derachim ha-elu ba. All of it. Now, why can't she live with Shimon? Well, Shimon was really the one who was she supposed to live with and marry, and now she ended up living with another man. So that's a problem. And all of the halachos that we've mentioned in the previous Mishnah apply. She needs to get from the Baal and chalitza from the Yavam, and she doesn't have ksuva or peiros, the child's a mamzer, etc. Peraches Mishnah Zayin, another example of where we say Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, she has to leave both, and V'chol HaDrachim Oilibol, and all of those rules that we said, all of the fines will apply, was the following. This is based on a Mishnah in Yevamos, Perek Dalem Mishnah Aleph. There we said, person's married to two women. Let's say, here also we have Reuven married to Leah and Chana. Here Chana is not related to Shimon at all. And then he dies, Reuven dies. So now Shimon is going, he dies without children, and now Shimon is going to perform Yibam HaChalitza. So the rule is that once you perform Yibam HaChalitza with one Tzara, so that releases the other Tzara. This is not a case of error, but this is just where you actually had Yibam. So let's say Shimon had Yibam HaChalitza with Leah, so Chana now can remarry without Yibam HaChalitza, or he had performed Yibam HaChalitza with Chana, so now Leah, in this case, Shimon's not related to any of them, so now Leah can marry someone without Yibam HaChalitza. You don't have to give Yibam HaChalitza on everybody. Based on the Pasuk, Asher lo yivnes beis achiv, the Gemara says, it is based on the Psukim, based on the Mishnah in Yevamos, Perek Dalet, again, Mishnah Yud Aleph, and based on Psukim in Devarim Chafei, Parshas the end of Parshas Kiseitse. And it also says, Beis Chalot Zanal, that's one bias, Bayis Chalu Choletz, when it comes to Chalitz, it's the same thing. Yibum is only Asher lo yivne es beis achiv only one house, and beis chalutz anal, chalitza is also, you only need to do chalitza, you know, veino chalit shnei batim. So therefore, and you don't also, you don't do yibam amon or chalitz on the other. So that's based on v'im lo yachpotza ish lakachas es yivim to v'chaltza na'alo. So if he doesn't want to take her as a yibam, for yibam, then he does chalitza. But if he wants to do yibam, then he does yibam. So anyone who's ola for yibam is ola for chalitza. But if you're not ola for yibam, so you're not ola for chalitza. So you don't do yibam with one and chalitza with the other. So therefore, once you do yibam on one or chalitza on one, the tzara is mutter to marry anybody else. So let's say this tzara married someone else based on the following, because the other co-wife had yibam or chalitza performed, but we ended up finding out that the one that had yibam, let's say, was really an islandess. So kakones is yivimto here. So now Shimon marries his yivama, Leah. Reuven passed away, so Shimon marries his yivama, who is Leah. And now Chana can go marry anybody else based on the fact that Yibam was performed on one of the co-wives. The Holchot Sarah Samini says, now Chana goes and marries someone else. Vinim Sazoshi Island is, we find out that the Tzara, the co-wife that Shimon actually performed Yibam with, is an islandess. So her Kiddushin to Reuven originally is Kiddushay Tos, is an error. And therefore, retroactively, she never had a halacha of having Yibam. So if that's true, that Leah doesn't have halacha of Yibam, that means Chana is the only wife of Reuven. Reuven died without children, was married just to Chana, because Leah's out of the picture. She really was an islandess. And now, Chana was not able to remarry someone with based on Yibam that was performed on Leah, who was never really a wife. So now, but what she do? She but she ended up marrying someone else. But Shimon should have married her with Yibam. So Teitzi Mizem Mizem. So what's halacha? This Tzara, this Chana, has to leave the man she just married. And she also can't live with the oven, which is Shimon. And the same thing, all the this whole list of things apply. She needs to get from the Baal and Chalitza from the Yavam. She doesn't need Ksuba, no Peros, the Vlad is the Mamzin. Once again, this is also according to Rabbi Akiva, because the fact that she didn't have Yibam live with someone else, so that's only an Isser Lav, that's only a Lotase, that's not an Isser Kari, so Mises based in. And therefore, the Mishnah, by saying that the child would be a Mamzer from either man, is obviously holding that there can be a mamzer from chayve lavin, from even where there's a lotase without karis and misas basin. That's why the child has the status of a mamzer.